From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The man accused in the shooting rampage that left six people dead in Arizona appears before a federal magistrate in Phoenix today. 22-year-old Jared Loughner faces five federal criminal counts, including attempted assassination of a member of Congress, Gabrielle Giffords, who was critically wounded. The FBI says evidence seized from Loughner's home includes an envelope. Scrawled on it were the words assassination, Giffords, and I planned ahead. Don Cora was a classmate of Loughner's at a community college in Tucson. He says Loughner was a loner with a coldness about him.
He lacked compassion, he lacked understanding, and he lacked an ability to connect.
NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson says Congresswoman Giffords is expected to survive the gunshot wound to her head, but for now she remains in critical condition.
The congresswoman is on a ventilator and in a medically induced coma at University Medical Center in Tucson. Her doctors say she is lucky to have gotten into surgery quickly and lucky that the bullet entered the back of her head and exited in front on only one side. That reduced brain damage. But trauma surgeon Dr. Peter Ree says there's no telling when she might recover.
With a penetrating brain injury, it is always surprising to the, as you say, the lay people, that you think any bullet going into any brain means instant death. But there is a lot of capacity that the human body has and for the ability for us to compensate.
And it could take weeks or months to determine the extent of any disabilities. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
On Capitol Hill, the House has suspended its normal business this week, including a scheduled vote on a proposed repeal of the health care law, to focus on any necessary actions in the aftermath of the Arizona shootings. That includes a new look at security for lawmakers. Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva of Arizona.
All of us receive threats of one or the other. We usually don't take them seriously.
Grijalva says those days are over. A winter storm is blitzing the southern states this morning as frigid air from the north mixes with moist air from the Gulf of Mexico. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports the result is a nightmare for commuters and travelers.
The big concern this morning is ice on the roads after freezing rain and up to 7 inches of snow in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia. In Alabama, the state is mostly shut down, with the interstates and state roads either closed or considered dangerous around Birmingham, Huntsville, and Montgomery. Here in Tuscaloosa, the situation was so bad, the mayor threatened to shut down all roads into and out of the city. The snow is expected to blow into the Carolinas today, but the danger from icy southern roads is expected to continue due to frigid temperatures throughout the day. Alabama residents are being told to stay home if they can. A similar warning was made for Atlanta. Still, hundreds of cars were stranded around Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport this morning. Thousands of flights were canceled ahead of the storm. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
This is NPR News from Washington. New numbers due out this week will provide the latest readout on how much money consumers are spending these days. That's a key measure of the economic recovery. Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team joins us now from New York. Jacob, what can we expect here?
Well, we'll learn this week what retail sales were for December. That includes all kinds of things, cars, food, televisions. We've seen retail sales rising in recent months, and that trend is likely to continue, which would be a good sign for the economy.
But it seems like part of the reason we got into economic trouble in the first place was because Americans were spending beyond their means. So is it really a good thing for consumers to be boosting their buying right now?
Well, that's a fair question. Certainly more spending is not always a good thing, especially if people are borrowing too much money. But what we're seeing now is Americans are saving more money than they were in the years leading up to the financial crisis, and their debts are smaller relative to their incomes. So this growth in retail sales, it does seem like a healthy kind of spending.
Thanks, Jacob. That's Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy meets with President Obama at the White House today. He's hoping to get Mr. Obama's support for changes to strengthen the international monetary system. Sarkozy is the current head of the Group of 20, major industrialized and developing nations. He favors making that group the main body for global economic coordination. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay will be sentenced today for his conviction on charges of money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering. DeLay could face up to life in prison, but his attorneys are asking for him to be put on probation instead. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.